You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutting, Eureka, Arcata, and streaming on the web at khum.com. Right now, I have Mr. Organizer Extraordinaire. He just rolled his eyes at me. Ross Taylor, you got involved with Humboldt March for Science, and you organized the Humboldt version of this national event.
Correct.
Why did you decide to do that?
Well, I joined the national Facebook page a couple days after it was formed with about 30,000 people on it. A few days later, there were 300,000 people on the national page. And I decided we needed to do one in Humboldt, mainly because of Humboldt State University and the amount of scientists that live in our area working in the natural resources and health fields. And so myself and three people started the page. And we now have about 2,500 people on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it filled up really fast, didn't it?
It did. It did.
There's a lot of people who are interested in this March for Science, and it'll be happening on Earth Day, April 22nd, and starting around 9 a.m., and everybody's going to be at the D Street Community Center?
Neighborhood Center.
Neighborhood
it's
Center.
It's the D
neighborhood
Street Neighborhood Community. Center.
Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Neighborhood.
Just south of the HSU campus, right across 11th Street from HSU campus. And we'll be starting the day with a science expo inside the neighborhood center. We hope to have about 30 to 40 local groups and entities displaying all sorts of information about science that's being collected and research done in our area, from high school students, college students, to nonprofits, to hopefully tribal natural resources programs.
That sounds really cool. So a nice variety of different tables
yes,
of information
yeah.
of things. Yeah, and you have a rally going on?
Yep, and then about 2 o'clock, we'll have a rally on D Street itself. There's the cul-de-sac at the north end of D Street. We'll have a stage set down in the bottom of the cul-de-sac. The road will be closed off, and we will rally from about 2 to 3 o'clock. And then we'll have a march into downtown Arcata. We're still working on the exact route through town, but we hope to go around the plaza, at least three sides of the plaza during our march. And we have one marching band lined up so far, Bandemonium.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. So Greg Moore and the rest of the people on tubas and trombones and drums. So it should be a lot of fun.
So Bandemonium, yeah, that'll be great no matter what route you end up taking through Arcata.
Right. And, you know, we looked at what happened at the National March. They first started, they called it the Scientists' March, and then they realized that was exclusive, and really mm-hmm. they wanted to bring in just people that are concerned about the lack of fact and objectivity and science going into sound public policy. So they wanted to make it more inclusive to anyone who believes that fact and science should be guiding public policy, be it the effects of climate change, air and water quality, health, women's health. So, you know, so they much wanted to broaden their audience and support.
Yeah, and show, especially in this day and age, true facts, not alternative facts, are
yes.
very important.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and it's very good to be humanitarian as well.
Yeah, and we're pretty excited. At the expo, we hope to have some hands-on exhibits for children. There'll be face painting available on site for a donation.
Oh, cool.
And there should be a couple food trucks on site, too. So, you know, we hope families will come out, students will come out, and look at all the science that's going on in our area. You can join some groups, you could volunteer for groups. So, you know, we hope to make it a whole day of science-based fun and information, and just to get people excited to speak out and you know, carry that momentum off the Women's March of, you know, being active and making your voice be heard.
And so the National March, like all of the marches that are happening nationwide, is just showing the support for science that
right.
is out there.
Yes.
Just like the Women's March with support for women.
Exactly. So they're having a big march in Washington, D.C., and I believe it's now over 400 other marches are occurring, about 300 in the United States, lots of marches in Europe, Australia. So all over the world on Earth Day, there's going to be many, many marches for science.
Awesome. That sounds wonderful.
Yep.
Well, kudos to you for getting this going.
All right.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Yeah, and we have a Facebook page.
And you have an event page.
And we have an open event page now, too. We're also looking for continuing to raise funds. We have a GoFundMe page.
And yeah, because it takes a lot of money to put on a march. You had to rent the neighborhood center.
Right.
And you also have to, you have to work with the police department for the routes. And
yep, and insurance and a stage and a sound system and porta potties and lots of details. And we were very fortunate to have several of the women who planned the Eureka Women's March help us out initially. And a couple of them are still on our planning committee helping us with this march. So it's going to be really successful because of their participation as well.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, everybody make sure to mark your calendars for April 22nd around 9 a.m. And, well, it's from 9 until 4, and people can pop in and out like they did with the Women's March as well.
Absolutely. And part of timing the march in the afternoon was not to interfere with Farmers Market down on the plaza. They have, the market goes till 2, they can clean up until 3. So we want to time our march where they're off the plaza when we come down the road marching.
Cool. So people can go to the farmer's market and then come down to you
guys. Right. Yeah. And it's Godwit Days as well. And we've working with them. So they'll have plenty of opportunities for people to birdwatch during the morning and the early afternoon and then come over to the March for Science. We're just about 3 blocks away from where they're holding their event at the community center. And several of the nonprofits that usually do beach cleanups and river cleanups on Earth Day are postponing those until Sunday so people can participate with the March for Science and then go out and help clean the beaches and rivers on Sunday.
Awesome. Well, that's great that you're collaborating with everybody else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's giving me chills right now. Okay, April 22nd from 9 until 4 over at the D Street Neighborhood Center. I put the event page on our Facebook and our Twitter, and then I'm also going to put all of this information up on our website a little bit later on today as well. So please make sure to mark it on your calendars and come on out.
All right.
Thank you, Ross.
All right. Thank you for having me.
And we were talking a moment ago about songs about, I guess, that mention science and all that, and the Talking Heads ended up coming up.
Sure. Facts.
It's Cross-Eyed and Painless. You're listening to KHM. They Might Be Giants. Science is real.
Science is real.
I have Ross Taylor in here still. And you were telling me people are knitting brain hats?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a spinoff of the Women's March with the pink hats. There's these brain-shaped hats, caps that people are knitting. And we're really hoping to see a lot of creative outfits, posters, banners, and signs. And actually, our march marshals will be handing out random prizes to people with really unique signs. And we even have requested to have, if you have like a science-based sort of like poster, you know, like you would share at a poster session at a conference, you know, bring those out too. We'd love to see them. We're going to be filming the event too and making a short video. So
awesome.
Look to see everybody out there really creative and having fun.
Where's the video going to be available afterwards?
We're not really sure. We'll definitely post it back online on our Facebook page and distribute it around to local people as well to show and share.
So people have plenty of time to get creative. You have just under a month to get creative, get something together for the March for Science on April 22nd, and make sure to head on over to the Neighborhood Community Center.
Yep, on D Street.
The D Street Community Center. The D Street Neighborhood Center.
Neighborhood Center, not Community Center. Neighborhood Center.
It is a community center, though.
Right, but then people get confused with
and
the
they think
actual
about the
community
actual
center.
Community center.
Now, we're at the Neighborhood Center. Godwit Days is at the Community Center.
Okay. So you should go to Godwit Days after the march or before.
Or before the march.
Or before the march, rather. Yeah. So we have a little dog that wants in the studio. That's what the scratching is.
I hear her.
Yeah. Him. His name is Comet. He was named after the reindeer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's exciting.
Can he fly?
I'm sure he wishes whenever a diesel truck goes by. All right. I have one thing I got to check real quick, and it's called the Good Time Guide. Whenever we look at events that are going on around the area, dun. We'll put the March for Science on there a little bit later.
Great.
Sweet. But anyway, the Good Time Guide is brought to you by none other than Eureka Natural Foods, helping you to live well and be healthy naturally. Molly Venter and Goodnight Moonshine at the Arcata Playhouse today at 8. Meet Pretty, Future Friends of Sound over at Siren Song Tavern at 8. Death Valley Girls and Monster Women over at the Miniplex over at Richard's Goat Tavern at 9 p.m. And Ryan Singer, who's a comedian, will be on over at the Jam at 9. Tomorrow, Jane Doe in Wonderland over at Ferndale Rep at 6:30. The interview with those ladies is over at khum.com right now, so you can go and check that out. Black Market Trust over at the Arcata Playhouse around 8. Multi-format chart-topping artists at that's how they're described. Pop vocal jazz band. So anyway, that's going on. Megabog, Hand Habits, and Venus Milk over at the Miniplex at 9 p.m. And Thursday, Singing in the Rain over to Arcata High School around 7. But you doing thumbs up? Are you doing that?
No, my son's the drummer, though.
Awesome. So go on out and see Ross's son's drums.
Zane Taylor.
Over it. Do they have the band in front or are they behind a curtain?
I think they're off to the side. I'm not exactly sure.
Because some you can't see the band sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So hopefully you can hear them, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And Keddy, which is a movie about Istanbul's famous street cats, over at the Miniplex at 7. And how about Jam Collective over at the Jam at 9. And that's only a few of the several events that are going on. Much longer list on over at the Good Time Guide over at khelmet.com. You can also check out the lowdown over at the Lost Coast Outpost, plus you can find out how to submit your event on over at both those places too. We're going to take what's called a short break, and then we'll be back with some more music in just a moment. You're listening to KHUM.